Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And it's the home, of course, of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Raymond James Stadium is about a quarter of a mile away from me. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. And we're on Parler, at the Captain's America. That's at the Captain's America on Parler. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you. All right. It is time to bring on Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two. Mr. Kyle, you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, let's see here, Kyle. Does Joe Biden have the backbone or the spine or the intestinal fortitude to negotiate a better deal with Iran? You get multiple choice, three different answers.
I think the easy answer is no. I don't think they're looking to make a better deal with Iran per se. I think they're running over there begging to get back in the original deal for all intents and purposes.
And we're going to have to take the sanctions off them. Iran is going to demand money because they do need money. Iran is going to demand money. What are we going to do? Deliver another boatload of cash in the middle of the night?
Well, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And you're right. They're asking for the UN sanctions and, you know, rescinding those, basically. There are other sanctions that Iran is now saying that there's some deadline by the end of the month or something where we've got to take those big sanctions off that the Trump administration had put on. And they're trying to really play some hardball, it looks like. But honestly, Captain, the whole idea of just trying to get back, and, you know, we'll hear things from the White House like, well, we can get some more verification and so forth. Well, how can you do verification when the Iranians won't even agree to pop-up verification, basically? Mm-hmm. You know, pop in and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to give them, 25, 30 days or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it gives them time to clean up their sites so they won't find anything. Now, we're going to talk about New York, and we're going to talk about a different name here for the governor. They're now calling him Governor Granny Killer. And New York Democrats are now turning on Governor Cuomo, including AOC.
Yeah, isn't that something? Now, I think she's having to succumb to some political pressure here, from people that...
It's called her constituents.
Yeah, so to some degree, that's a good sign if she's going to respond at the very least to people with some very, very legitimate concerns here. And, of course, Captain, what we're seeing happening, I think, because, you know, we're getting the story from the representative, the state legislator, Ron Kim.
Yeah.
And so forth. But this is starting sort of an avalanche, so to speak, of more people coming forward and talking about this. It's like the cat's out of the bag now about how Governor Cuomo may talk to people when the camera's on and he's not in public. And so suddenly, this is where I think we're starting to see more and more people come out against him. Alec Baldwin
even
tweeted about this.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin. Now, that's a surprise because Alec Baldwin has been anti-Trump all the way, and now suddenly he's anti-Cuomo?
Well, he did tweet this. He says, quote, "If Cuomo threatened Ron Kim's career, Cuomo should resign." This from Alec Baldwin, of course, the actor. But my question would be, well, shouldn't he resign because of the whole thing with the nursing homes to begin with? This is a heinous, horrible thing that happened.
Now, our buddy Chomdel Baccaro out there in California, who's working on the recall effort for Governor Newsom, yesterday wrote an article called "Newsom Must Go. Here's what California needs from its next governor." Now, we apparently have got 1.7 million signatures on the recall ballot. Is that correct? There's a petition, rather?
Yes, and that means they're getting to the point where I think they have enough.
Well, not exactly. He's saying 1.9 million guarantees a recall election.
Right, right. But enough to also withstand any if they don't validate.
Yeah, and their validation is at 83%.
Yeah, so this is huge. There's a big thing afoot in California about Governor Newsom, regardless if you're a Democrat or Republican, I think. And, of course, the recall election in and of itself will bring out a lot of different issues, and there may be some discord on that of how to move forward. But I think people are starting to really agree that something's wrong with Newsom. It's just not working out here. And Tom Del Baccaro wrote a great article. It's on Fox News,
mm-hmm.
And it covers different areas where things are needing some big time work, including energy and water supply, job losses, and the people leaving California, to name just a few.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we tell you about Hillary. Hillary's in the news for the wrong reasons. And I got another little bit of information about New York. This is some good news, especially for the restaurateurs. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you'll get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, plus $100 put right in the palm of your hand after the windshield is installed. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today, so just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, that's 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle Warren, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. I got some good news for the people in New York City. They already know about it, but we're just going to tell everybody about it. The New York's the governor has said that the eateries, a.k.a. restaurants and diners, can expand from their current 25% cap to 35%. As of February the 26th, they'll be able to do that, just 2 weeks after they started out at 25%.
Well, that is good. Every little bit helps, of course. But, Captain, again, you know, restaurants are specifically designed in so many ways to accommodate a certain number of people for the particular restaurant that it is, where they can make money. They have to pay the people and so forth. But 35 is better than zero or 25, I guess. But we've got a ways to go because they need to be able to operate at capacity when it's safe and do it safely, I should say.
Now, wait till you hear this one. There's a new Democratic bill in the House which would strip benefits from twice impeached presidents, including burial at Arlington. Now, by stripping benefits, it would mean they would not get their pension, they would not get their Secret Service protection, they'd be out on their own, but it would ban presidents who have been impeached twice from being buried at Arlington National Cemetery in addition, and it would the bill would prohibit the use of federal funds for the commemoration of certain former presidents or for other purposes altogether.
Well, you know, really, again, this is just sour grapes to such a terrible degree. And I would say this, Captain, of course, it's presidents who've been impeached twice. And by the way, they don't mean convicted by the Senate. They just simply mean impeached by the House, basically.
He was impeached, but guess what? He wasn't convicted.
He wasn't convicted.
He was acquitted.
And how about this, Captain? This issue about, well, they shouldn't get Secret Service protection. Correct me if I'm wrong, and it's because we just talked about Iran in the last segment. Didn't Iran threaten to kill President Trump?
Sure did.
Yeah, and have they rescinded that ever? Yeah,
nope,
I don't think they
not
have.
At all.
Yeah, so, I mean, what kind of an absolute moron says, let's get rid of Secret Service protection for former presidents who have been impeached twice? You know, they're inviting disaster, and it just shows just how completely unfocused they truly are on actually doing things that they're elected to go do.
Now, the Democrats on the Hill are all set to bring back the despised earmarks in 2022. Remember the earmarks they got away with? They got rid of?
Oh, yeah.
They're coming back.
Well, sure, because it's a huge party.
But they're only coming back if the Democrats retain control of the House of Representatives in 2022.
And there's a slim margin there right now. Very slim. And so, you know, depending on how things go and the mileage we'll get on the Biden-Harris administration or whatever, it's going to be very, very telling. And I've got to tell you, just briefly, I mean, again, Nancy Pelosi likely still wouldn't be the speaker under normal circumstances, take Trump out of the equation and all that stuff, because look at the number of seats that she lost under
That's
her
right.
watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling me they wouldn't go and try something new after that kind of a disaster if it wasn't for Nancy Pelosi and Trump and the whole thing?
Sure they would. Now, you folks up there in New York again, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, he just knifed Puerto Rico in the back. He says he is not going to support statehood for Puerto Rico.
Wow. Well, again, not surprising because the political winds can change. But weren't they talking about all that when they were running in Georgia, basically?
It was part of what Biden's thing was.
That's right. And here we go. It's just vote for us. You'll get your $2,000. We'll do statehood for Puerto Rico, D.C. I mean, the whole nine yards, everybody. But I don't think that they... It's kind of like playing the game of Survivor. It's kind of like they realize they just, you know, in that game, you know, you can lie and cheat here a little bit. It's a game, right? But to these folks, I think maybe it's reality, and they just lied to everybody, it looks like.
Yeah. By the way, Joe Biden plans a second coronavirus package after this $1.9 trillion goes through. We talked about it a little bit, but there's an add-on. There's another name that's been added to this. The $3 trillion more will be coming on the heels of the $1.9 trillion in what's called Build Back Better spending.
Build Back Better. Well, you know what?
Where have I heard that?
Well, number one, it's been used in different campaigns.
England.
In different places, like
England.
Exactly. I think it has a weird connotation to it. I don't think anybody that I know wants to build back better. I mean, it sounds like this great little slogan, but people don't want to build back better. People want to get back to normal. And there's nothing within the Biden sayings or the administration that gives us any indication at all that that's even kind of the goal, to get everybody sort of back to normal where they can live their lives and pursue happiness, that kind of thing. But it really has to do about reshaping the economy, reshaping infrastructure, reshaping how we interact, reshaping school, reshaping work, reshaping shopping, reshaping everything. And that's supposedly Build Back Better. God only knows what Build Back Better really means to them.
Did they circle back?
They might. Yeah, I'm sure they'll end up circling back.
Speaking of circling back, Hillary was out riding around in her broom the other day, and she's chimed in and jabbed Senator Ted Cruz about his little trip that he made down to Mexico, Cancun, to take his wife and his girls down there. And then he came right back on the very next flight the very next day. She said, "Don't vote for anyone you wouldn't trust with your dog."
Wow. Well, you know,
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about. But you know, Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, there were some pretty bad options.
You know, I could really get nasty here for a minute because something came to mind when we heard the word dog.
Okay,
go ahead. Sorry. I'll just let that drop.
Right. Well, there were some bad optics. Senator Cruz has, fully accepted all the responsibility on that. We've seen that. But Hillary Clinton chiming in here, I don't know, maybe she's just trying to be relevant or pile on to Senator Ted Cruz when this huge controversy is going on with the governor of the state of New York where people actually died in these nursing homes, and that's getting like a small fraction of the coverage in most of the mainstream media, Captain, if they're mentioning it at all.
Now, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia says that he will oppose the Biden OMB pick, that's the Office of Management and Budget, Neera Tanden. She is trouble.
Well, she was part of this place called the Center for American Progress, and she's made different statements, tweets that got deleted before her nomination became public, I believe, but of course they can go back and they can find these kinds of things. She once referred to now Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as, quote, Moscow Mitch, you know. So I guess maybe that had to do with the Russia thing. She's not going to make a lot of friends in terms of the moderates or that kind of thing. But Biden's going to stick with her, apparently.
Yeah, by the way, if I mention the word perseverance, what would you think?
Well, it means you continue on, you endure, and you keep going to make the goal.
You wouldn't think of the Mars probe Perseverance?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's right. That's what it's called? Okay, cool.
Perseverance, and of course, they're going to, they have the drone that's on the planet that's capable of flying as well as driving around, and they're going to leave it on the planet, and Perseverance is going to take off and go up in the air to get some aerial photography of what's going on down below on Mars. By the way, the pictures have been nothing short of phenomenal.
Oh, yes, I have seen some of. I saw how they it's like a little helicopter or drone, and it flies around. Yeah, I have seen pictures of that, and this is just outstanding. It's a whole other world.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, if you're Russia and you want to go to a G7 summit, do you have to say, "Mother, may I?" Or would you just be able to go because you're Russia? We'll tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is standing behind his budget director nominee, Neera Tanden, now that a key Democrat, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, says he's opposed to the nomination. He said it was from partisan political comments from Tandon about Senator Bernie Sanders and some Republicans. He said the comments were toxic and detrimental. The president was asked about it.
Do you have a comment on Nira Tandon and Joe Manchin saying you won't vote for her?
Well, I think we're going to find the votes to get her confirmed. No.
President Biden had just returned from Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he had toured a Pfizer vaccine facility. He said the company is upping vaccine production to 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses an hour starting next week. He said it's essential that people get their shots as soon as they become available. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, who's hanging on my telephone line. By the way, today, Saturday, I will be over at the Mid-Reg Hall on 126th Street, just west of US 19 in Largo, for the Two Guys Gun Show. It starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, goes till 5 p.m. They have a concealed carry class that starts at 2 p.m. this afternoon. If you haven't already signed up for it, you'll just have to show up at the door and see if they have any openings, because I've been telling people all week long to go to the website, twoguysshows.com, and sign up to get into the class to get your concealed carry permit, get your training certificate so you can go get the permit. You have to have that certificate to be able to do it. Now, twoguysshows.com, the website, and by the way, they have one of the largest selections of guns anywhere, new, used, certified, antique, whatever, bows and arrows, fishing poles, military surplus equipment, camping equipment, a lot of different amenities there, too, for outdoor enthusiasts. So show up, see what they have. It's family-friendly, and we'd be happy to see you there. Twoguysshows.com, the website. If you do go over there, print yourself up a free ticket. Or not free ticket, it's a discount ticket. There we go. A discount ticket. Print yourself up a discount ticket at twoguysshows.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. There you go.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Russia is one of the members of the G7, right?
Well, no, it used to be the G8, I think, and that's when Russia was part of it until about 2014, I think.
Well, the White House says they are not going to invite Russia to the G7 summit.
That's true. Yeah, they're not going to do that. I think it's going to be virtual this
yep.
time around, of course. But President Trump had wanted to get them back into this meeting to essentially make it the G8 again. But the whole idea, of course, I think, is to try to engage with them. But obviously, and of course, that would have been looked at as Trump is the puppet of Putin and this kind of thing. But in reality, President Trump at the time actually said things like, that Putin got the best of Obama. Obama didn't want him around at these meetings, basically. But they don't appear to be inviting them at all.
Okay. Now, the other thing is the United States has now begun admitting the illegal migrants, again, illegal aliens, simply because they don't want us to say that, and I just did, from Mexico. There's 25,000 coming in this first wave.
I know. Isn't this... Now, of course, my question, Captain, I think yours too as well, is going to be, well, number one, are these people getting COVID tested as they come across the border?
They better be.
Yeah, because honestly, you've got so many people who can hardly go to the grocery store. We can't go to a ball game. We can't go to the movies.
Hold up for the ball game. We are going to have some people in the ballparks down here. Don't know how many yet, but there are going to be people in the ballparks. And by the way, the Tampa Bay Rays came up with this deal, and I don't want to give anybody ideas, but for $500, you can join and become a member of the baseball club, and you get an opportunity by the luck of the draw to get tickets to go to the game, and those tickets would range anywhere from a few hundred dollars or maybe a little bit less for the cheap seats all the way up to $20,000 for a box.
Wow. Well,
but it costs you $500 just to get your name in a hat.
Wow. Well, but you know, in California, of course, I'm not all that far away from Angel Stadium, but because we have the
but you can't
business,
go.
We can't go. And, you know, Captain, they had planned this major development all around Angel Stadium, all kinds of new construction. It would be a destination place for dinner and entertainment, all that kind
sure.
of thing. I don't know what the status of that is right now, but right now you can't even go to an Angel game at all when they begin to play.
Well, hopefully that'll change. Yeah. I know down here they're going to start out with I don't know if it's even 25% capacity, but it's about that in the ballpark, and we'll see what happens. And they're going to have them all social distance. All right, now a little update again on the Texas situation. The Texas power grid has been pretty much restored. Of course, the devastation done to the water pipes underground and above ground where they've ruptured. I saw a number of places, apartments with water just running out of the apartments from the pipes that had ruptured down onto the apartments below. What a mess that's going to be.
Well, it really is. And this is going to be widespread. And we can't overstate that. I think it's going to be widespread. Some people may have left their homes or their apartments. And yet, at the same time, I think some people might have got instructions. They put it out over the news, leave your faucets running a little bit, this kind of thing.
Leave your faucet running. We'll be right over. Oh, never mind.
but then their pipes would have burst, and they may have burst anyway. So this is all over the place. Imagine if everybody had this huge problem all at the same time. Yeah.
Now, remember the contract with America back in 1994?
Yes, with Speaker Gingrich back then. Yes.
I think we could use another one of them coming up in 2022, and I don't care who proposes it. It could be McCarthy. It could be Scalise. It could be one of our congressmen down here in Florida. It could be a whole bunch of people. But we need to strengthen the defense of our own homeland and secure our southern border. We can't have this rampantness going on down there, and they really do need to finish the wall. That needs to be part of it. And then after that, digging out of a suppressed economy by highlighting how the Democratic governors and mayors have crushed jobs, schools, and industries with their failed COVID-19 restriction policies, which has done everything but make things better. And then, of course, discussing socialism and why people risk oppressive regimes to come to the U.S. legally and work hard to achieve the American dream instead of trying to come in here, sneak into the country illegally and take advantage of whatever they can get by stealing, begging, or borrowing, right?
Well, absolutely. This is, you know, as you mentioned, the contract with America, well, what that will do, and some new form, you know, of that, it will clearly define the choices of the next election. The next election is and the midterm election is going to be so very important, because otherwise we're going to continue to see this just go off the rails. Right now there's a 50-50 split in the Senate, and that's better than having it have the Democrats have a clear majority, other than the 51 with the vice presidential tie-breaking vote. But I think we get down the line a little bit, and that quote-unquote contract with America is going to start looking pretty good to voters.
Now, the other thing is keeping the U.S. energy independent is extremely important, and not reliant at all on the mullahs of Iran or anywhere else to get oil when we don't need to, who would be taking adverse actions in the Strait of Hormuz just to hurt America. Believe me, if Iran gets an opportunity, they're going to go after one of our ships.
Well, sure, and they'll do that when they feel that they have the ability to do it, and either will not suffer repercussions per se, but or they could withstand the repercussions that would happen. And also, Captain, just to, if I might, circle back to the Iran nuclear deal here.
Circle back.
That's right. The idea is that the Iranian mullahs and the Iranian regime are going to tell us anything. They're going to tell Biden anything he wants to hear, and Biden's going to think, oh, I've got this thing in the bag, and I look so good. But you know what? They will turn around and do something terrible just as fast as just as easily as the Biden administration got rid of all those Keystone Pipeline jobs without skipping a beat, without batting an eye, without having any kind of problem with it whatsoever. Biden's got to understand that he's dealing with the Iranian regime, and they will simply do whatever they can with a nuclear weapon or otherwise if they feel they can get away with it.
Yeah, you know something? You're going to make me find something here in a minute with this circle back stuff. I'm having too much fun.
Yeah. Roger that. Circle back.
Yep. Circle back. Yeah. Well, what I'm looking for is let's see if I can find it here. Let's see if this is it. Okay. Let's see if I got it. Maybe I got it right here. Let's see if I got it here. Come on. Let's see what I got. Don't have anything, do I? Okay, well, it was nice trying it while I tried it.
Yeah, well, but again, yeah, I think people are just at a loss to try to figure out why they're trying to rush back to the Iran nuclear deal when it's obviously bad. And by the way, Israel is another factor here, Captain. They'll do something.
All right, circle back.
Circle back.
I that's what I was trying to find for the circle back sound. That'll be the circle back sound just as soon as we can get it installed in there for us. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. Oh, we're just having too much fun tonight. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there, everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. This is the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, wherever it happens to be. Pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and you do that by saying, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he told me if I stop, I'd get me a free cup of coffee. Watch and see what happens. All right, here we go.
Come on. Bang, bang, on me.
the Black Crowes song number two for the night, and that's 30 Days in the Hole. And I hadn't heard that one before, Kyle, until I found it on the Internet in the collection.
Yeah, I have to admit, I haven't heard that one either. But,
yeah.
But it's pretty good.
Got a beat.
Yep.
All righty, well, I'll tell you what, folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, as I said, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the captain, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, the weather for the U.S. this weekend is expected to be mostly quiet with no large winter storms. One story will be the gradual thaw and moderating temperatures for the middle third of the U.S. from the upper Midwest to Texas and into the lower Mississippi Valley. Now, by Sunday and into early next week, temperatures will almost be near normal, if not slightly above average, after the recent Arctic blast, understatement of the year. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. In Southern California, we got the wind advisories back. This is if you're traveling out along I-40 near Barstow. Also, I-15 coming down through Apple Valley, Victorville, Hesperia. Be very careful in those areas with the high winds. This is going to extend almost all the way to Bakersfield. You'll find it on Interstate 5, Golden State Freeway, near Santa Clarita, out there in the also near Santa Barbara and Ventura and Oxnard if you come on Highway 101. Also, a lake wind advisory this up near Reno and Carson City tonight. Winter weather advisory as you travel up the I-5 near Medford, Oregon. We've got a winter weather advisory just outside of Portland as well, this near I-84. Also tonight, Captain, high wind watch. This is in the Helena area in Great Falls area of Montana on I-15, and that's going to stretch all the way down to Bozeman along I-90, winter weather advisory along the Wyoming-Idaho border, stretching down to Utah, and also winter weather advisory. This is going to be near Elk Mountain along I-80 in southern Wyoming. And then winter weather advisory tonight, this is going to be west of Denver along I-70 as you travel past the Eagle and Glenwood Springs areas like that. Winter weather advisory as well, I-25 near Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and a wind advisory covering most of the northern part tonight, Captain, of Arizona. This along I-40 for Flagstaff as you travel west towards Kingman.
All righty. Well, I'm going to start in the north tonight, and appreciate that, Kyle. I'm going to go to Minnesota, and then I'm going to go to Wisconsin, because coming across I-90 and I-94, you're going to have dense fog, especially coming north out of about Milwaukee up towards the Minnesota border. And then coming across I-90, going over towards Rochester, Minnesota, you are going to have dense fog all the way there. I-35 up just to the south part of Minneapolis-St. Paul, not quite that far, but dense fog there as well. And then more dense fog if you're coming up I-29 from Kansas City in Missouri, about St. Joseph's. You'll be in and out of it. Then you'll be in it all the way to Omaha, going up through Iowa and right there in the Nebraska line. Now, I-80 from Council Bluffs all the way over towards Lincoln, dense fog right at the moment, and dense fog down through the central part of Nebraska all the way down to the northern part of Kansas right now. So that would be U.S. 75 in that area. You definitely are going to have a bunch of dense fog coming up that road, so be very careful. Now, I'm going to go back down south. Texas, a hard freeze in the valley down there in the Rio Grande Valley, which is Brownsville, Harlingen, and over towards Eagle Pass and up towards Galveston. And then you've got temperatures that are still below freezing from I-10 west out west of San Antonio in the hilly areas of Texas all the way across to just about Houston. And you've got, as a result, a lot of ice on the road. So you've got some very bad driving conditions tonight in Texas. That also includes up in Tyler, up in the northern part of Texas, coming out of Dallas. Tyler all the way across I-20, all the way to the Georgia line. Be careful. Very slippery road conditions. Ice all over the place, especially on the bridges. And again, coming up I-30 out of about going through Texarkana into about Hope, Arkansas, you've got very slippery conditions there as well. And north-south roads coming out of Louisiana, I-55, very slippery up into the southern part of Arkansas, and I-57 going up into Mississippi, very slippery conditions there. And lake effect up on Lake Ontario and Lake Erie in the normal places up there. Probably going to get a foot of snow this weekend up there, lake effect snow. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And in the meantime, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to start with Tom Del Beccaro and the article that he wrote that was in Fox News. You saw that, right?
I did not read it.
Okay, well, it's about the fact that they've got 1.7 signatures now. 83% of them have been confirmed.
1.7 million.
Yeah, 83% has been confirmed as being accurate. But he said that they think they need to have about 1.9 million, and that would guarantee it would go on the ballot as a recall.
Correct. So they're doing their own validation internally to see where they are. Because it would be just like the operation to throw out to whatever number of signatures for whatever reason. So it is a insurance policy.
Got an interesting question here from Diane. What is an assault weapon? If I use a baseball hat on your head and try to maim or kill you, is that an assault weapon? Yeah, that is, right? That's kind of a, because we're hearing about Joe Biden wanting to ban assault weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of things are going to be, want to be, could be, might be, shall be, but it didn't happen before. It's not going to happen this time. And I'll tell you what, the mood of the country is, it's so split down the middle, it's not funny, in some circumstances anyway.
No, it's pretty divided across the country. It's as divided today as it's probably been, maybe as comparable to the Civil War.
By the way, Florida's leading the way again with our Governor Ron DeSantis and my friend Blaise Ignolia up there in Brooksville, the state rep up there. They have announced sweeping election reform for Florida, which is going to try to get rid of the voter harvesting altogether, so that will never happen here. We'll see how that works out. All right. Coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Got plenty of stuff to talk about. And in the second segment, we're going to talk about an article she wrote, because we talked about this the other night. Operation Choke Point. Get the popcorn ready. You're going to want to hear it. We're going to play that, talk about that in the second part of the segment with Denise. All right. I'll be right back. Go.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.